This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so it's draft week, and the mock drafts are coming out fast and furious.
Some country draft music.
You know, here's the thing about the mock draft, and we've said it a million times, and please, I think people misinterpret that we think this is what's going to happen. No, these are all exercises and scenarios.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Like 10 minutes ago, I'm thinking this is what's going to, that's not what's going to happen.
No, I wouldn't count on the Lions trading up and getting Quinyon Mitchell. I don't need to ask you about which scenario you prefer, because you prefer the trade up.
I do.
But do you like the trade down as well?
Yeah, but I said even when we started this that when you started talking about the other one, the trading back scenario, I'm all for trading back if I can't trade forward, if I can't move up, if I've been thwarted, rebuffed, I think was the word I used. If I can't do it, if nobody wants me to move up, then okay, I'll start thinking about moving back. It all depends on who's there at 29. I mean, you've got your bucket of players that you really like. If that bucket is exhausted and then you have to go to the second bucket, which you deem as second round players, then yeah, I'm going to give me more cracks at it later in the draft. I'll trade back.
I think you're where I am, Gator. I want them to move out of 29. I feel like I prefer the aggressive move up. Like I spoke about earlier about the window, they don't operate in that. But to me, selfishly, there is somewhat of a window. And if you go out and get Quinyon Mitchell, you fill a big hole. Because with the defensive edge, and I get it, Dallas Turner, I wouldn't mind that pick either. But at least you have a possible in James Houston, a possibility of an edge rusher in James Houston, right? We didn't get to see full Houston last year because of the injury. Pascal, they really like, you know, and they brought in Marcus Davenport for depth and things like that. But at the cornerback position, once they lost Sutton, they lost a starter. And I don't know if Robertson was necessarily signed to be a starter. They like him, but he seems more like a nickelback type to me. You got Carlton Davis on the other side. I'd love to get a Quinyon Mitchell. That to me makes up for them, in a way, passing on Jarius Sneed and making a big move that way.
And that's a position where if a guy is all that, they can play right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you can expect to get something. If you get it right, then that guy can play right away. And Quinyon Mitchell, you know, last year they wanted Witherspoon. And I, you know, you guys make fun of me for leg-humping Brad Holmes. But the guy that they wanted at 6 and went at 5, yeah, and then they shifted gears and said, let's go get Jahmyr Gibbs, but we think we can move back, turned out to be a great player, right? I mean, so they had identified, and they were going to do it right. And so as much as the corner position has been lacking, if they identify a guy that they want and they go get him, and I'll have some faith that it's going to work out. So, you know, the Quinyon Mitchell thing, If that's who they want, great. The other thing about Quinyon Mitchell, and something we need to keep in mind, in the back of my mind, I can't shake this thought, that somebody early on hyped up Quinyon Mitchell, and in the misinformation business, I think people can jump on board a player they're not interested. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, Quinyon Mitchell. Oh, yeah, yeah, J.J. McCarthy. When you see guys go flying up draft boards, I do wonder in the back of my mind how much of it is true and how much of it is self-serving misinformation that teams start praising players that they don't really want just to move the needle and hopefully push their own guy down. And I wondered that a little bit about Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, JJ being a quarterback, I think it's probably more true than not, but you never know. You never really know. And it doesn't do anybody good to give away the farm of information of what they're actually going to do.
No, and as you get into, this is actually draft week. So things tighten up right now. I mean, we've seen all this hype about JJ McCarthy being a top five pick and being the fourth quarterback off the board. And I still maintain that those guys in the West Coast are awfully good. Now, Penix has more spice to it right now than Bo Nix does. It seems like Bo Nix has lost a ton of the heat that he had towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But Penix is starting to heat up again. Does Penix heat up enough where he can be flip-flopped with J.J. McCarthy? I think both guys go in the first round. I think you're going to end up with five quarterbacks drafted in the first round.
It's interesting because when we went through the Pro Football Focus mock, and again, it was writers making the picks, and I told you.
But it's a different writer every time.
Yeah, it's a different writer every time.
They all play like GM of a team.
Yeah, which also shows how it can push a guy down a board or have a guy move up the board. New England takes Michael Penix after a trade at 12, which is about the highest I've ever seen him going.
And it is actually. It screams what New England does, right? At least that's what they do with Belichick, is that, all right, we'll trade back, get more picks, and we get some we need. And they can still get a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, in Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. I mean, the knock on Penix has nothing to do with his ability to play football. The knock on Penix is his injured history. That's it. Mm-hmm. The guy can sling it with the best of them. He's an amazing arm. He can run a little bit. But those knees have... been damaged over the years, and that's the concern.
Well, he had a shoulder, too. Like, his 4 years at Indiana, each season ended with a season-ending injury. So, talented player, for sure. I mean, honestly, some of the throws that he's put on tape are incredible. Absolutely incredible. So, I guess I wouldn't be stunned if he goes high in the draft. It's just the injury history. I mean, Liatu Latu's got a neck in this.
He's got a neck.
He's got a neck.
He's got a neck.
You don't want to have a neck.
You don't want to, well.
There's a lot of things, but he's got a neck injury that is a scary thing. And yet, I mean, his ability's there. So, you know, it's a hard deal to know how to handle injuries, but injuries can scare people off. When you find out after drafts, we eliminated him because of the injury history, you know?
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Which would you prefer, the trade-up scenario, the trade-down scenario, plus people reacting to you, Gator? Kevin writes in, I think Gator's going to need a stand-up desk soon.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That might be true.
Unnamed texter, Gator going full Jonah Hill and Moneyball over these picks.
A little bit, yeah.
I've done mock drafts, and I've gotten Rice and Zinter in both. If this happens and we walk away with Mitchell in round one, I'll sign the paper right now. I mean, it'd be quite a scenario.
I do like the pool of players that's there at 15.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Mitchell's the guy I want, but there are other ways you can go there and you'd be like, okay, I can see that. My reasoning for the corner is I don't think you can have enough corners, and I think this is a guy who can compete to start right away. My hesitancy towards Jared Verse or Dallas Turner, one of the defensive ends, is I think you may already have that with Houston, and you've already added to the group by bringing in Davenport. I'm not against taking, you know, another one, but I'd rather have the corner who I think could start right away than working on a guy who's going to be rotated in and out.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson. Which deal would you prefer? The trade down scenario where the Lions walk away with 44-77 from Vegas for pick number 29, or the trade up scenario from Pro Football Focus? Detroit trades 29, 61 and a future third rounder for 15-117. And we've gone over the players available at at 15, it's a who's who of players and positions that could help the Lions. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. Carson Anderson, Draft Week, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.